The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Being the incumbent is supposed to be an advantage, but for the past 3 months, the president's been whooped in the fundraising department, a trend which has some Republicans predicting that by Labor Day, they will have twice as much to spend as the Democrats. That means Mr. Romney can buy more ads in more states and put up a serious challenge in areas where Mr. Obama thought he had it locked up. So, where has all the Democratic money gone? More after this from David Harris of AJC. Money on hand in the Romney campaign at last report, $186 million. In the Obama account, only $124 million. And the reason is the president's early spending in battleground states like Ohio, hoping to plant an image of Mitt Romney as a wealthy man who's awkward and out of touch.
A new $250,000 tax cut for millionaires.
The president obviously knows he's being outraised, and he's tried to use that to reinforce Mr. Romney's Uncle Moneybags image.
I mean, they got folks writing $10 million checks. $20 million checks. They should be contributing that to a scholarship fund to send kids to college.
But the scholarship fund will have to wait because Republicans smell an upset. Among likely voters, the polls show that Romney and Obama are within 1% of each other. It's a toss-up. But there is one demographic where the president has an unbeatable lead, a lead of 43% to 17%, according to a recent poll. Unfortunately for him, his unbeatable lead is among America's 90 million unlikely voters. Which has got to be frustrating because polls show that most Americans actually agree with him on the issues. It's just that a large chunk of his believers say they plan to sit out November 6th. And that makes the mission of the Romney side pretty straightforward. To spend whatever it takes to make sure that in the battleground states, that's exactly what those voters do. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.